All right, welcome to our Perry Fairway, Dallas County Let's Talk program. I'm Logan Mance. Pleased to be joined by Lindsay Pasuti, and we'll be talking everything about the bike ride to Rippey that is coming up in the 1st of February. And Lindsay, just first of all, just thanks for joining me here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
So starting out with bike ride to Rippey, just registration is ongoing, and could you tell us how that is going?
Yeah, each week we've got more and more riders registering, so it's nice to see those numbers continue to rise. So we're still under 300 registered riders right now, which means there's still a chance to get your commemorative pin if that's something that you collect. It always seems like as soon as we hit 300, there's always someone that's like, oh no, I missed out. So now is your chance if you want the commemorative pin. The first 300 riders get one with their registration. So that is still an opportunity right now, but we will continue to take registration up through the week of, the day of the event. So join us for the Burr Ride. Even if you're not a rider yourself, or you're thinking about it, or you want to wait for the weather, all kinds of chances to participate in the event, to support the chamber and the Perry community, bike riding in general, you know, all of that, whatever makes you feel good about supporting an event, think about that when you're going to register. And like I said, even if you're not planning on riding, if you live out of state or you're traveling that weekend, you can still register. You'll still get your packet and be able to ride on your own time, or you just get some nice goodies to go along with it as an extra perk for registering. Or if you're not into all that stuff, you can support the ride with your donation either to the chamber or to the Let's Connect program, and then you can also volunteer. So many, many ways to be involved and show your support of the event. Long-standing tradition, we're in our 46th year, so just great way to keep it rolling along.
Bike ride to Rippey on February 4th. We're here with Lindsay Pasuti, the executive director for the Perry Chamber of Commerce. And you talked about it, one of the biggest fundraisers for the Perry Chamber of Commerce. What does this fundraising money help you do for the chamber for just the year of 2023?
Yeah, so this event really sets the tone for the full year. So, you know, every organization, every business can kind of budget with what they think they're going to do and what they hope to do. But until you actually have the event and you have a successful event, you really don't know how it's going to look. So for this event in particular, it really, like I said, helps us start the year off on a good foot. And so, you know, part of that is in operation. So it's not a very fun thing to talk about, but it's true. So, you know, that is keeping the doors open with staffing. That's making sure that we have all of the resources and the membership perks that we provide to our members, and then all of the things that we provide to our community, continuing to make sure that we can have that happen. So having our online directory and our event calendar and our job board, making sure that those things can be maintained and managed by staff is very important. Then we also take on different projects each year. So really exciting that we just installed our brand new digital sign out on the corner by the Welcome Depot. You know, that sort of thing wouldn't be possible if we weren't able to kind of save up for that and have that support over the years. So that's just one example of, you know, a tangible thing, but then also all of the other operational pieces that go into planning so many community events that we have throughout the year.
But it also gives a chance for outsiders. I guess that's probably a bad term, but just people outside of Perry to get to know the businesses for this Burr Ride. They'll get to learn more about Perry.
Definitely. You know, the event itself, regardless of it being our fundraiser for the year, is a great event to showcase Perry. So we have way more riders coming from out of town and out of state even that join us for the event than we do actual local riders, as far as we can tell with registration anyway. So that's our data point, our data collection, where we can see where riders are coming from. And we get so many of them, a large, large majority from across the state, are traveling to Perry for this event, spending the weekend, seeing what's new with the different businesses, shopping, dining, experiencing Perry, and all that we have to offer, as well as the surrounding areas. So obviously, it wouldn't be the bike ride to Rippey if we weren't going to Rippey. And so it's a great event for them too, with their fundraising efforts, the food that they provide and they sell that day.
And another newer event on February 11th is the 20th annual Chocolate Walk. Is there anything new with that? Anything people can get involved with this early on, or maybe sign up? How does that work and what's new?
Yeah, so new this year, we've got a couple of new businesses joining us for the Chocolate Walk. So this always happens on the second Saturday of February. So kind of a little bit shadowed by Burr being, you know, thousands of people coming into that event versus the just a couple hundred for the chocolate walk. But we're still working on getting things finalized for that. We will have tickets available for sale here very soon. So it's a matter of purchasing your ticket to have that as your passport to go around and get chocolate at each location. So we'll have more information coming soon about that, but tickets will be available for purchase online as well as at participating businesses. But it's really coming around the corner pretty quickly. So it's a nice Valentine's Day themed event that'll be here before we know it.
And a good thing for people if they want to fill out their calendar in Perry is to get the alert, Perry Chat alert, with the upcoming events. That's Perry Chamber happenings around town. And there's a lot of other things going on, not just the bike ride to Rippey, but and also the chocolate walk. But there's also other things going on. Could you tell us about that? Chamber coffees, fundraisers, library events. Lindsay, could you kind of fill us in if someone doesn't get that chat vent email to them, just to get a little synopsis with this upcoming events?
Yeah, so we this summer started putting together a chat sheet that's called the Chamber Happenings Around Town, like you said. So it's our way to kind of help spread the word about what's going on. So obviously we talk about them here with the radio, and you have your own community calendar, but sometimes it gets difficult, you know, going to all of the different places. So we've done our best to take what we have online and put it in a paper copy to disperse around town, as well as have it in an email version, just to alert people of what's going on. So we always have our chamber events, but there's so many other things that go on around town all the time. It's a little bit shorter of a list this time around, just because it is wintertime, but there's still some really great events going on. So we mentioned the Chamber Coffee. We were just at Percival Scientific this morning. Really great business to visit for a chamber coffee and get a tour. And then this weekend, or next weekend, actually, we have, the library is doing their winter craft swap. So check that out by dropping off craft items and then being able to swap those out. So that'll be next weekend, as well as the Perry Little League Trivia Nights. So another fundraising event for them. That'll be over at the Elks Lodge on Saturday the 21st. So check that out. Get a group of people together. Get your team together for a fun night of trivia. And then the very next day, next Sunday, the Perry Fine Arts will have a program over at the Perry Performing Arts Center. That'll be Jake Doty and the Swin Songs. So different things going on, whether you like free, whether you like competition. You know, there's so many things to check out, not to mention live music always in the cellar at La Poste for Handlebar Happy Hour, and the Proletariat on Fridays, Handlebar Happy Hour on Thursdays. But then, you know, movie showings every day, as well as the Pickleball Club. They have some things going on Friday nights. So if you're looking for something active, you know, something fun, a date night sort of thing, there's lots of options. So look local for those activities.
A lot of things to keep people on their toes. Well, we're running short on time. Lindsay, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We're just, like I said, we're getting ready for Burr. So we'll have a meeting next Wednesday with our safety partners to make sure we're all good to go, looking for volunteers and encouraging people to register for the ride.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was our Perry Fairway, Dallas County Let's Talk program. Always fresh, always fairway. We'll return with more programming after a short commercial break.